The Jewish Community Center's Family History Project's Final Committee Report by its Chair Betty Bronner on Tuesday, November 19, 1991. First, I'd like to issue a bit of serious advice. Don't think about talking about anyone in or from Louisville, because you'll be speaking of someone somewhere in your family. When we began this venture, journeying academically into the past, it seemed quite simple, but that wasn't exactly right. This postcard from the past is a culmination of many people's thoughts and feelings. We are so grateful to each of you for making it possible. In almost every case, our families came here to escape. The Tsar's army, pogroms, lack of work, religious persecution, and lack of personal liberty drove them. Almost all came here because family or friends offered help and hope. The early Louisville Haymarket area, A. Berman said, was from Preston Street, Jefferson Street, and on Madison. The Shulls were within walking distance, like the Jefferson Street Shul between Floyd and Jacob. B'nai Jacob was on Jefferson. At Preston and Fair, Liberty, was Beth HaMedrash HaGodol. They became Knesset Israel. Edith Deshurin was at Floyd and Chestnut. Anshe Safard was at First and Walnut. It was a Yiddish shtetl. The people we interviewed, a small group comparatively, came from all areas: Frankfurt, Essinga, Kovna, Grodno, Vilna, Anifetka, the Ukraine, Kiev, and Odessa in Russia, the Warsaw area in Poland, Bucharest, and Beersheed in Romania, then to New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Chester, West Virginia, Cincinnati, Aurora, Indiana, Chicago, and Mississippi, to name only a few, and then to Kentucky. Many of them, unable to find work, even though skilled, became peddlers of goods anywhere they could. They were glad to be here. Abe Hoffman's sister was injured on the way to the United States in steerage and was in a coma most of the trip as they traveled to join his father, Meyer David, in 1909. They rejoiced at her recovery, and Meyer David worked in a Louisville clothing factory for 10 cents an hour. He later opened the first kosher meat market in the Highlands with Saul Weinberg in 1945. These people had courage. Ann Carl's father, Jacob Simon, was trained in the fine art of making shoes when he arrived, but he became a peddler of goods because there was no work. David Sagerman's mother nursed her children, one very sorrowfully wounded by a pogrom saber thrust during the journey to the United States through Ellis Island in 1921. Irv Lippitz remembered his grandfather, who was a scribe. Ray Eva, his sister, spoke of their maternal great-grandfather, Avram Finko, a physician to the Russian government, who received medals from the Tsarina for services to her family. They came to Louisville, and as Irv Lippitt said so well, everyone was poor, and so no one knew it. They lived in an American Jewish shtetl where Yiddish as well as other languages were spoken. Yetta and Abe Hoffman remember 25-cent movies and 10-cent corned beef sandwiches in 1929. Irv Lippitt said the Kentucky Theater was 15 cents and a weekend vacation to Chicago, all-inclusive, was $15. But the people of the shtetl lived a small town life filled with hard work. Many families lived well below our present poverty level. Hannah Fleck remembered going to the old Hippodrome Theater for 5 cents, and the excitement of picnics at Summers and Sennings Park, which is Iroquois now. Annette Gale spoke of her young years at Walnut and Magnolia and her parents' grocery on Brook Street, Keats Theater on 5th and Walnut, the Talmud Torah, where everyone remembered the joy of running to Simon's Grocery at Brook and Floyd for a 3-cent pickle and 2-cent crackers. Sadie Grossman remembered nostalgically the Vienna restaurant and 5-cent Coca-Colas, ice cream, and candy. Most people lived over their stores, if they were fortunate enough to have one, and many were on Preston Street. There was Snyder's the Butcher, Comer's Dry Cleaning Plant, Gershun's Liverwurst, Troop 30 Boy Scouts. Sid Passamanic recalled the Jefferson and Market Street people. Rosenbaum Hides, Kramer Meats, Rectanus Drugstore, who was doctor to many, Klein's Grocery, Newman Drug Company at 4th and Chestnut, Dr. Edelson's Model Drugstore, Friedman's Department Store, Mrs. Glazer's Restaurant, and everyone recalled Waterman's Department Store, the first discounter, who hired only Jewish people and gave leftover toys from Christmas to Reverend Little's church. That's why Waterman's Alley was named. There was Charlie Simon's Deli and Feidelson's Deli. Mrs. Feidelson was a Simon. Rose Tarbus thought of Dietz's 12-cent corned beef sandwiches. Children and adults were in touch with each other and their religion. Toby Wittenbaum described the YMHA at 1st and Walnut, next to the First Street Shul, which moved to 2nd and Jacob, as the absolute center of Jewish life. There were weddings there, and sports, and dances, and meet-a-body affairs, clubs, war efforts in World War II, and care for the Fort Knox soldiers. The stories are endless, and sad, and funny, like the bitter winter of 1917 and the 1937 flood, when a young Speed School engineering student named William Ward constructed a pontoon bridge from Payne Street with kegs and planks so that the city wasn't cut off by water, from which David Kling remembers Arthur Kling was going to work, fell off, and came up swimming, clothes, cigar, and all. There were many strong successes. B. Brownstein Ringel's uncle, Simon Agronaut, became Chief Justice of Israel and handed down the Eichmann verdict. Harold Rosen, a young man from Montreal, Quebec, ultimately became the first chair of Louisville's Planning and Zoning Committee. Rose Tarbus' grandfather, a Russian government bookkeeper, went to Africa to find money just to move his family. Someone was asked about transportation. "We walked," he said, "or took a streetcar, and there were stables." Milton Russman, with so many other young men in World War II, was drafted with a second group of 18-year-olds. Mr. Swido, the first, showed pictures on a sheet in the back room at 3rd or 4th at Liberty. Entrance was 5 cents. He later built the Casino Theater. Sidney Passamanic remarked on the great number of Jewish pharmacists in the early days. Restrictive quotas often kept Jews out of medical schools. Lena Klempner, Evelyn Simon's grandmother, brought two nephews from Terre Haute to Louisville. Etta Pass and Evelyn remember that she collected a lot of junk and sent them out to peddle it. They made a success. They called it Klempner Brothers. The stories don't end here. The benevolent societies, sisterhoods, Arnold Lynch's stories of the Junior Board of Trade. He was Junior Board of Trade chairman in 1958, president of Adith Israel in 1959-61, and continued with constant civic work. We hope that this is the beginning of a body of work that will continue into another era for the sake of our history that must pass from generation to generation. Thank you.